Follow-up activity. Sample answer.
The reading passage talks about online translation tools which have become very popular among internet users recently. It argues that, for several reasons, these services are not particularly useful. The first point made is that these services do not provide accurate translations, particularly for longer sentences. However, as the professor points out in the lecture, perfect accuracy is often not needed for translations in the real world. We may just want to get the general gist of a passage, and we can do this instantaneously and for free using a web translation tool. The second point claims that the vocabulary of the translation tools is not sufficient, especially for passages with many technical terms. According to the professor, this is not a big problem because we can check individual words by ourselves. The translated text leaves them in the original form, so it is easy to do so. The third point mentions the inability of online translation tools to recognize context. The professor states that, in practical use, this is not problematic, as the tools generally produce neutral language that is appropriate for most situations. To sum up, we can say that despite limitations in accuracy, vocabulary, and context recognition, online translation is often useful for everyday tasks and will improve from here onwards.